April is the month of the military child, and to celebrate this occasion, Moose Jaw's military community is throwing a party to honor kids whose parents are serving personnel. Royal Canadian Legion Branch No. 59 and the charming Dandelion Little Free Library at 15 Wing Air Base are hosting a get-together on Thursday, April 27, from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Legion at 268 High Street West. There will be games, activities, hot dogs, face painting, drinks, picture stations, and more. Military life can be uniquely demanding for all members of the family. Those who serve in the Canadian Armed Forces face risks that few of us could ever understand and make sacrifices that few of us have ever had to make, said Lawrence McCauley, Federal Minister of Veterans Affairs and Associate Minister of National Defence. This can be particularly hard on their children and spouses. During the month of the military child, we want all children of past and present members of the armed forces to know that we appreciate the sacrifices they have made in support of their family members' service in uniform, he continued. Moving frequently, sometimes to new countries, means new schools and communities and making new friends. Parents can be called away on a high-risk operation often without notice, leading to weeks or months of worry until they are back safe at home. When someone wears the uniform, their whole family serves with them, McCauley added. This April, we specifically thank Canada's military children for their resilience and the many sacrifices they make as members of military families. It's easy for the public to forget that military personnel leave behind newborns, toddlers, tweens and teens when they go overseas, Roy LeBuick, Legion past president, told The Express. Those children then don't see their mother or father, or both, for many months or even a year, which can be difficult. The event at the Legion will be a great time for families and children to have fun, so everyone should attend, he added. The Legion is working with the Charming Dandelion because the Free Little Library has been offering books, games and activities to base personnel and families ever since Starla Klinger started it on August 21, 2021. The library operates at no cost to the community and ensures everyone can freely access resources. Klinger received the Lois Boyle Award from the Friends of the Forces Fellowship last October for her volunteer work in the community. Besides the Charming Dandelion, other participating military organizations include the Military Family Resource Center, the Bushell Park Community Council, the Saskatchewan Dragoons, and Canex, the base's retail store for personnel. LeBuick singled out the Moose Jaw Co-op for providing the hot dogs and drinks, saying the grocery store usually supports the organization during its events. Anyone interested in attending the event should email Royal Canadian Legion 59 at gmail.com and include the number of participants.